Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, they're racing in Italy Sunday morning at 8:55. It's a beautiful thing, and it is F1 talk here on WGR. For that, we go to the Wester Hotline. We're going to bring in Lawrence Edmondson, who you can read at ESPN.com. Lawrence, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. Happy Friday to you.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Are you kidding me? The guy, my co-host, who is on here, is a huge Max Verstappen fan, so he is in a very happy place these days. So I'm going to make the first question the one I think, Lawrence, you guys have been writing about it. Everybody's talking about it. Does Red Bull have the faster car than Mercedes this season?
It does seem that way, and you're right. We spend so much time talking about so many other things in Formula One, but really we're just padding for when we get a title battle like the one that's shaping up this year, because we've got Red Bull coming in with a car that is genuinely quick. It's as quick as the Mercedes, at least possibly quicker. And I think it's going to really depend on each track, each strategy that comes from the pit wall. We saw that in the first race in Bahrain. Mercedes got their strategy right. Red Bull maybe made a slight mistake, and it's going to come down to the drivers. And we know just how competitive Max is. We know how talented he is. And finally, he's got a car where he can show that, and he can take the fight to Lewis Hamilton. So, I mean, it's fantastic to watch.
And I think you brought up strategy, and that was a big part of the race, of Mercedes eventually winning. Tire strategy, when to pit, all these different things. Because of, it's not, okay, Mercedes has the best car, you're all chasing them. Will we be talking more, or will you guys focus more on the strategy those teams are employing each time they race?
Well, it depends on a lot on the circuit, mm-hmm. a lot on the tires available, and a lot how they're reacting to the track. So I think we'll go to some races, and a lot of it will be resting on driver talent, and a lot of it will come down to Saturday and qualifying and making sure you start at the front of the grid. That will be key at certain races. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of times when we're looking to see what the teams can do. And of course, as much as we love to see racing on track, wheel to wheel, teams much prefer it when they can use tire strategies to perhaps gain an advantage, slip their driver ahead during the pit stop so they don't have to risk a front wing by racing another driver head-to-head. And so that's what they look to do. You know, that, and it's such a key and fundamental part of Formula One with these tires that we have. You know, you can get into so much detail around it, but ultimately the hope is that it does create this kind of exciting racing. And like I said, for the first time in several years, really, we're going into each race weekend this year not knowing which team is going to come out on top.
How much, again, Lawrence, with the not going too overboard from one race premise, what has Mercedes been saying the last couple of weeks about, is there anything they are pinpointing in their car, in their team, that they need to address before Sunday's race?
Well, they're looking at it a lot. There's new regulations this year which limit how much money you can spend and also how much time you can develop in the wind tunnel. And also there's a big split with new regulations coming in next year. So lots of teams have their eyes on how to make sure they have a fast car next year as well and splitting their resources. So it is a tricky one. So Mercedes are in this position where they're not actually able to develop the car maybe as much as they would in a normal season because of those restrictions. So they're really looking at the package they have, the car they had in Bahrain, and how they can set it up, tweak it, kind of work it at each track to get the most performance from it. But the main thing that they've pinpointed as to why we've had this kind of shift in what's happening at the front, why they've lost some ground to Red Bull over the winter, is a change in regulations for this year that appears to have suited the whole design philosophy of the Red Bull much better than it has the Mercedes. And so it seems as though, and if you look further down the grid as well, there's other teams which have a similar car to Mercedes which are also struggling, and teams that have a similar car to Red Bull are actually doing much better relatively to where they were last year. So it seems like this rule change, which was only really a temporary kind of band-aid that was meant to be put on the sport to keep it ticking over for next year's main regulation change, has created this fantastic battle at the front. And so, for the first time in a long time, Mercedes are having to look at the package they've got and figure out exactly how to get the maximum performance from it. And the thing is, when you start to do that, when you start to take every little bit of performance out of a car, that's sometimes when the mistakes creep in. You don't have that element of safety, you know, that kind of safety that you're playing with within stresses on suspension, within engine settings, within strategy as well. You know, how risky are you going to be with strategy? What they did in Bahrain was a big risk, but it paid off. And I think for anyone watching the sport, that's fantastic, because again, we're going to have these battles and we're going to see mistakes, and mistakes usually make exciting races.
We're with Lawrence Edmondson, ESPN.com, on our Wester hotline. Other teams to get to. I wanted to ask you about Aston Martin, Racing Point Aston Martin, who had a big year last year. Again, I know it's only one race, but that was a very disappointing day for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, so they're in a similar design philosophy like I was talking about earlier to Mercedes. So their car was actually pretty much copied from Mercedes last year. They've now developed it themselves to a much greater extent than they had done last year. But they're also trapped in this kind of regulatory loophole that has really impacted teams with a design like the Mercedes and the Aston Martin more than the other teams. So it's true. It is disappointing for them, because last year they came out with this car and all of a sudden they moved up the grid relative to where they were. Last year those cars were pink and they were called Racing Points. Mm-hmm. The team stayed the same, but it all got rebranded over the winter. And they came out with these beautiful new green Aston Martin racing cars, very evocative, a name, you know, that people associate with James Bond, with glamour, with British style and all that kind of stuff. And at the moment, it's not really living up to it. But it's not really the team's fault. It's just that they've got caught in this little regulatory kind of loophole that has certainly impacted some teams more than others. And it seems that Aston Martin has been impacted more than a lot of the midfield teams they were racing last year.
One other thing I want to ask you about, one thing that, you know, Jeremy and I are learning about F1 is the so-called silly season, and drivers agreeing contracts with other teams for next season while the current season is still going on. What did you make, if anything, of the comments from the McLaren CEO, Zak Brown, his prediction, whatever you want to call it, that Verstappen and Russell would be driving for Mercedes next season?
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a blast.
Zak Brown, Zak Brown has a history in marketing. That's where he made his money. So I think he was relying on that to kind of come up with a story to peddle out there. I think the George Russell bit, I completely agree with. It's very hard not to see him in a Mercedes next year, because he's on a long-term Mercedes contract as a junior driver. His career has been funded by Mercedes, and he's out of his Williams contract at the end of this year, and Mercedes is going to want a return on all that investment. And, of course, we saw at the end of last year at the Sakhir Grand Prix how good he can be mm-hmm. when he's in a quick car. He should have won that race, but he was unlucky with pit strategy, funnily enough, at that race. So I think he will come in, but then the big question, what I think Zak Brown was alluding to, is what is Lewis Hamilton going to do beyond the end of this year? And we don't know at the moment. Lewis says he's actually enjoying Formula One more than ever. He's relishing this battle with Verstappen this year. So my feeling is that he will hang around. But if he hangs around, you know, who's going to teammate him? But I could not see a situation really where Mercedes would chase Max Verstappen over Lewis. You know, mm-hmm. things would have to go very sour with Lewis for them to do that. Plus, you'd have to try and get Verstappen away from Red Bull, right, just as Red Bull appeared to be coming to the front of the grid as well. So, you know, that won't be an easy sell either.
Lots of fun. All right. Hey, Lawrence, thanks. Thanks for coming on with us. Appreciate you giving us some time, some F1 insight, and enjoy the race Sunday.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Enjoy the race too.